It's time now on Tape Relay for us to find out what's happening in the world of unpopular tangents with our regular guest in the UK, Alistair Fidgett. Hi, Alistair.
Hello, Lee.
This month, Alistair, we've gone decidedly cheery with your selection of tracks.
Yes, all my good songs, with the word good in the title. It was all inspired by the fact that we had at school, the week before last, we had the government inspectors come in to check the school. And it's all a bit nerve-wracking, so for a day and a half, it's pretty stressful. And at the end of it, then we get our report. So we were really pleased because we got a grade 2 saying that the school was good. So all of us on the leadership team were all smiling and grinning and
high-fiving each other.
Yeah, so I was just in that sort of frame of mind, and so I made my good playlist.
And you certainly come up with many rarities, some bands that I think are very not well-known, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I shared my playlist with the rest of the management team, and there was some sort of bemused looks, and they were sort of like, yeah, I don't really know what those are. But yeah, there's some great tunes on there, and I think the four that I've picked to play for today is sort of pick of the bunch, really.
So the first band that we're going to be introduced to was not particularly prolific by any stretch, so perhaps you may want to tell us a little bit more about Laugh.
Yeah, Laugh, one of the great lost groups from the sort of the mid to late 80s. They made just a sort of a handful of singles and one album. And the singles, which were about sort of 86, 87, were quite sort of guitar-driven, but with a real sort of dancey... it's hard to hear sometimes the sort of the dance feel, but they were very much influenced by sort of dance records and sort of soul and funk records. And they sort of metamorphosed into, I suppose, what you could call one of the first Madchester groups, because they were from Manchester, and then they made a record, an album for Jeff Barrett's label, Subaqua, which was the label that he did before Heavenly Records. And the first single off that, which was Sensation Number One, the album was called Sensation Number One as well, was like sort of 7 or 8 minutes of this sort of real funky, you know, drum machine. It was just fantastic. But I think it confused a lot of people who had been maybe Laugh fans previously. They were like, oh, well, what's going on? But it kind of predated a little bit the sort of the interest in that whole Manchester thing with the Happy Mondays and the Stone Roses and all that sort of stuff. So it kind of got overlooked, and then they kind of got forgotten. Spencer from the group then ended up in a group called Interstellar, who sort of got lumped in with that whole, there was the World of Twist and Interstellar, Saint Etienne, Denim at that point as well, which was the sort of, I guess, just after the Madchester thing, but getting into what we used to call indie dance. And so that was sort of the timeline of Laugh, I suppose. But I'd say they were one of the great unknowns, and somebody really ought to put together a compilation of their stuff and take something out, because it really deserves to be heard.
I read also that Laugh first came to national attention following a court case in which the grandmother of the drummer was prosecuted, for noise pollution after allowing the band to practice in her basement.
I hadn't heard that story. Where did you pick that one up?
Somewhere off the internet.
That's fantastic.
She was then dubbed a Game Granny Bowers by the NME, so... The song that we're about to hear is Good to Feel Good from the album Sensation Number One. It is very jangle pop, but you can hear those elements of synth pop or even techno in that song.
Yeah, definitely. It was that point in time where a lot of groups were starting to blend those two sort of styles together, and I think Laugh were one of the first to do that.
Yeah, but they just blow it. It's like a day for you is a good day for me. When the sun shines on you, you know that it shines down on me. And when it rains, you know, you can shelter under my tree. All those good days for you that are good days for me. It's a hard day for me, and a worker isn't something that I'd ever care to be. But I don't mind the struggle, I know I don't struggle uselessly. All those good days for you that are good days for me. If I run out of town and the bike's broke down, I said I'm at night and stay in bed till three. But now I've found with you around, I wake up naturally. Good morning to you. Good morning to me. Good morning to you. Good morning to me. Good morning to you. Good morning.
You're listening to Tape Relay, and we've just heard a song from the Rockingbirds, A Good Day For You Is A Good Day For Me. Before that, we also heard from Laugh, Good To Feel Good, from the album Sensation Number 1. We're speaking to Alistair Fitchett and the Rockingbirds. Funnily enough, you mentioned before when you were talking about Laugh, the Heavenly label, and I'm guessing this is where the segue comes into?
Yeah, a little bit of a link there, because the Sensation Number 1 record by Laugh was on the Sub Aqua label, which was a label set up by Jeff Barrett. And then that label didn't last incredibly long, but after that folded, Jeff Barrett got involved with setting up the Heavenly label. And the first Heavenly records were people like Saint Etienne, the first Saint Etienne singles, and Flowered Up, and then the Rockingbirds. And I was buying Heavenly records mainly because of Saint Etienne, really. And then the Rockingbirds record came out, and it was a bit of a shock because it was this country sound. I wasn't particularly into country music at that time. I hadn't really discovered anything, but I picked it up and was pretty much blown away. There's a great song on the B-side called Jonathan, Jonathan, which was pie-in to Jonathan Richman, which was terrific, and produced by Peter Astor, who was in the Weather Prophets and before that in The Loft. I was a big Loft fan, and of course Dave Morgan, who was the drummer in The Loft and The Weather Prophets, was also in the Rockingbirds, so there's a nice link of connection there.
Yeah, interesting band. I can't say I can think of too many English bands doing the country thing.
No, they were definitely at the kind of start of that whole the alt country thing started coming in sort of mid-90s, and the Rockingbirds certainly in the UK had predated a lot of the things that happened in the 90s, and then I think kind of got a little bit overlooked because of that, because they'd been going for a little while. I mean, they formed in 1990. And A Good Day For You Is A Good Day For Me came out in 91. And so a bit like Laugh were, actually, just a little bit ahead of their time. And their first album was terrific and got good reviews in the media and the press. But I think, you know, maybe just overlooked a little bit in terms of sales. But that was one of the things that started to get me into the whole Graham Parsons country, Brutal Brothers. So I guess I owe the Rockingbirds a bit of a debt for that.
And from the Rockingbirds, we're going to go now to a band called Animals That Swim. What surprised me about this band was that they almost sound like an older, more mature version of the Lucksmiths on this song.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, actually. But I think there's a literary similarity between Animals That Swim in Locksmiths. So that sort of lyrical intelligence. Animals That Swim, they first came to my attention with a 10-inch single, which was called 50 Dresses, which I think was their third single. And I just love 10-inch singles, so this one came through the post. And I loved the fact that it was kind of a bit seedy, but such a fantastic melody and tune. And I kind of fell in love with Animals That Swim from then. And for many years, they were one of those groups that I just really, really loved. And I could not understand why they weren't much, much more successful than they were. Their first album was peppered with just absolutely, you know, wonderful songs. And then their second album, Faded Glamour, was just sensational. The track we were going for was from their third album, which was a little bit more downbeat, but still a lovely story song. So I think Hank Starrs, who is the singer, wrote really, really terrific songs about relationships and about stories around relationships, and quite strange stories as well, sort of that you couldn't quite tell if this is true, is it fiction? But terrific characters throughout all of his songs as well, that sort of characters that you want to meet down the pub and have a beer with and hear all their stories. So, yeah, terrific group.
From the album of 2001, Happiness from a Distant Star, this is Animals That Swim and the song A Good Day for Everyone.
We said our goodbyes on the early shift. We thought up some lies for the friends we'll miss. We apologized to everybody we kissed. And the pavement shines in the sun.
Was a song from Animals That Swim, A Good Day for Everyone, and we're talking to Alastair Fitchett for his Unpopular Tangents segment. And we're going to go to something that was definitely my favourite out of the four songs. Very pop, but with a great Motown feel, I thought.
Yeah, Harmony Grass, a UK soft pop group from the late 60s. And I picked this up a couple of years ago. It was reissued on the RPM label, which was part of the Cherry Red Empire. I particularly got into that whole sort of soft pop 60s thing, I guess about maybe 6-7 years ago, when I started to pick up things that were being reissued by the Revola label. Joe Foster was doing a lot of really terrific work digging up stuff from the 60s, and I started listening to the Millennium at that time, and then we started to dig into stuff, a lot of things, that kind of West Coast baroque pop sort of feel. You're right, it is a terrific song. It does have that sort of soul Motown feel to it, doesn't it? The song was written actually by Arnold Capitanelli. I can't really pronounce his name properly. But he also wrote the song Move In A Little Closer, which was Harmony Grass's big hit.
So just to clarify, you say that Harmony Grass are a soft pop band, which I've never sort of quite heard of, and also the fact that they didn't write their own song. So were they like a band in a traditional sense?
Well, they grew out of a group called The Castaways, and there was a Tony Rivers who was the lead chap in The Castaways. And The Castaways were a big live group in the UK in the sort of mid to late 60s, a really, really popular live group apparently. But they weren't having any hit singles. And their set was a mixture of cover versions. They did Love and Spoonful, Beach Boys, those sorts of songs. But Tony Rivers was also writing his own material. But they weren't having any hits, so they were rebranded, I guess, as Harmony Grass. And then they had this single with the Capitanelli song, Move In A Little Closer. But there's lots of other songs on the album which are Tony Rivers originals, and they are, you know, they're every bit as good. So, you know, certainly I wouldn't say that they were just a covers group, and they certainly did record their own material.
And they almost veer into the bubblegum pop with the titles like What a Groovy Day and Happiness Is Toy Shaped.
Yeah, I love all that stuff. I love the bubblegum soft pop sort of feel. I just think it's terrific.
Well, to end our segment with Alistair, we're going to take the track Harmony Grass, Good Thing is the song, from the self-titled first album. Thanks very much, Alistair.
Thank you.
David.